Some of my most challenging moments in the classroom have been in situations where we were dealing with extreme behaviors. Maybe behaviors escalated beyond what we thought and it became a crisis situation. Those moments are extremely, extremely challenging, even to put it lightly, because all you are worried about is keeping everyone safe. You've probably heard me say this many times. Your biggest responsibility as a teacher, as a clinician, as an educator, is keeping those babies safe. And I say babies even if you teach high school and your student is 200 pounds and two heads taller than you, because that child is someone's baby. That child is someone's whole world. And mom and dad are dropping him at a doorstep, putting him on the bus, crossing their fingers and praying and hoping that he is safe all day. And it is your responsibility to do that, to keep him safe. And yes, there are situations when maybe that doesn't happen and that trust is broken. And it's devastating. So no matter what, we want to do anything we can to maintain safety. Because if you've ever had to make the call that to a parent that their child was either hurt or hurt someone else, it is the worst phone call to make. In order to maintain safety as much as possible, and there's nothing you can do to absolutely ensure this if you're dealing with extreme behaviors, but one thing you can do to help the situation is to have a crisis plan. If you have any level of extreme behaviors in your classroom, you absolutely must have a simple plan in place. So let's talk about how to create a crisis plan and then how to teach your team to follow this crisis plan. And don't worry, I have a free download for you that's ready to go so you can add this to your classroom repertoire and your training programs right away. In our jobs, we need to expect the unexpected. We want to have a plan for how to deal with extreme behavior issues and these emergency situations. It's better really not to get caught up in the emotion and not think about what you're doing. Instead, think about it now while you're rational and calm so you know how to respond. Plan for the worst case scenarios. What happens if behaviors escalate beyond what you thought and become unsafe? What happens if behaviors occur in a public setting if you do community-based instruction? What happens if an injury occurs? We want this plan in place for these worst case scenarios. You need a crisis plan, something simple, usable. You have to talk about this with your team ahead of time. Everyone needs to be on the same page. In the moment of a crisis, if there is a risk of someone getting hurt, I do not have the time to explain to a team member why I need them to do something. I just need them to do it in that moment. If I say, hey, Miss Jackson, can you please take Sarah over there? I don't want the discussion about why. And I might honestly not be so nice when I'm asking someone to take someone to do something in that moment because I'm in crisis mode. My only priority is keeping everyone safe, not making sure I speak very nicely to everyone. So I want people to know that ahead of time. You would much rather have a crisis plan and never use it than have a crisis occur and wish that you did. So let's go over my simple crisis plan procedure that I have for you. This is along with the videos. This is a download along with the video that you can download. It has visuals, even though it's for the staff, because this is a great reminder to put in a staff binder, to put in a staff closet where you put your coats. So you can see it every day and it can remind you. Visuals are helpful for everyone, so I like having the visuals here. First off, I'd recommend, you can use my template, by the way, or you can tweak this and create your own as well. I'm going to go through each step and why I have it in here, because every step is in this procedure for a reason. First off, I recommend having some code word for when this procedure will start. It shouldn't be crisis, right? You don't want to like jump out of your chair and be like, crisis, everyone! Instead, some cue that your paras, your team know, hey, we're going to go ahead and follow this procedure now. This first one is very important. As I said, in the moment of crisis, I want everyone to do what I've asked of them quickly and without discussion. Number two is the golden rule of a crisis for me. I want people to ask, do you need help before they step in? Maybe this situation has happened to you because it's happened to me. I have walked up to many a behavior incident where a child is in meltdown, a child is struggling, and there are seven adults around this child. The lunchroom manager is there, the parent volunteer from down the hall, the third grade teacher. Suddenly everyone's an expert on special ed. There are too many cooks in the kitchen. It is completely reinforcing this behavior. I always think, where were all these adults ahead of time to help prevent this behavior? So if that's happened to you and that whole crazy situation has gone down, make this the golden rule. If well-intentioned administrators frequently swoop in during a behavior issue and remove the child, and sometimes it's not in a way that's so helpful, right? You're in the middle of implementing a behavior plan. Maybe the child is in crisis or almost in crisis, and they swoop in and they're like, hey, Johnny, you want to come with me to my office to get a lollipop? And you're like, no, but it's also your boss, so you feel like you can't say anything. Well, then really talk to your administrators about this rule. You don't need to call them out that they're the ones that this rule was created for, but make this the culture of your school that no matter what, nobody steps in when an adult's already there without asking first, do you need help? Next step, quietly move other students away from the commotion. You want to keep other students safe. What's worse than one injury is two injuries. And the more kids that get involved in a crisis situation, the higher risk everything becomes. Keep other students on their schedule as much as possible. You don't want this to be a complete disruption to their day. Then you want your staff to stand by for instructions from you because things are probably going to be changing very quickly and you want to make sure staff is ready for that. Six is really important, and we'll talk about that more in the next lesson. Ask questions at a debrief meeting later. I welcome and encourage questions from the team. I want them to challenge things we're doing. I want them to get any objections out there so they're not just stewing in their head. What I don't want is I don't want those questions to come in the middle of a meltdown. If I'm trying to keep myself, a child, team members, students safe, I cannot have someone asking me, why were you doing this? Why do we use this card? Why don't we use that? No. We'll do that later once everyone is safe. There are times when you can't follow the plan, when safety's a concern, when behaviors occur in public, or really when you need a break. Remember, safety is first priority. Behaviors may escalate beyond what you anticipated. You may have to reinforce negative behaviors to maintain safety. Ignoring or whatever starve it, replace it framework that you've implemented might not work for the escalated version of that behavior. In those high stress situations where safety becomes a concern, use your crisis plan. Take a deep breath. Sometimes counting to three is very helpful to respond and think about everything instead of just reacting. If you do community-based instruction and you are going into the city, you're going onto a bus, you're going into a grocery store, you're doing learning outside of the classroom, pick your battles. Certain locations might not be appropriate or safe to deal with extreme behaviors. You can't do planned ignoring for a student screaming out swear words on public transportation. If a student is engaging in aggression in the grocery store, we're just going to do what we have to do to get through the activity and get back to a safe space to deal with that. There are also times that you need a break. Being a parent, teacher, clinician, assistant, whatever, working in this population with extreme behaviors can be extremely challenging. You cannot respond correctly to each and every behavior every single time. You just can't. Life happens. You will not be able to reinforce every positive behavior. You will accidentally cause increases to negative behaviors. You will feel guilty about this, and it's okay. Move on. In the next video, we are going to talk about how we can learn from these crisis situations and how we can debrief with our teams to get on the same page and be a better team because of those bad days. When I do this workshop live to a school district, I always tell them the number one thing going on your to-do list is the crisis plan. Because I typically ask the group, who in here has a crisis plan? And I usually get some hand raises, but not everyone. And I know more people need to be raising their hand to that question. So add this to your to-do list right away. No matter what time of the school year it is, print out that crisis plan, make a plan for teaching it to your staff, have that insurance policy ready. Next, let's talk about what we can learn from these crisis situations, because every bad day has a lot to learn from. And we're going to talk about how to do just that and then debrief with your team after.